Ed, we had a late fall, early winter, and it was just a nursery for flu viruses. It was wet, it was slimy out for the longest time. Finally, it got cold and we did get snow and all of that. But for the longest period of time, miserable, slimy weather outside. How has this affected corn that had to stay in the field and got harvested late?
Yeah, that's the thing. We have two harvests on our corn in the county and the state of Ohio in general. All those that got their corn harvested before November 1 were quite pleased with their yields in most places.
Mm-hmm.
Those who couldn't get it till after November 1 ran into all sorts of problems. It got wet. They couldn't get on the field. That's a corn that we're seeing issues with. And we're running into potentially some toxin that was in that grain. Of course, you've already got it harvested. You've already taken it to the elevator and they've already docked you or you know where you are. There's actually some corn still standing out there, Vaughn, that we're waiting for. And it's exactly what you described, those wet, nasty conditions. Gibberellin is the main fungi causing this. Came in when we were kind of above normal moisture in August in places. And I have to say, this is very field specific. It isn't like a whole county or a whole part of the state. And so that's when the initial infection came in. And then when we couldn't harvest it, it allowed it to spread and just really just to continue to cover the grain and cause a lot of problems. We don't always get a toxin, but the thing of it is it takes the energy out of that corn plant. And so it doesn't get good grain fill in the end. You get smaller and wider kernels, which will show up in your test weight and your yields. Their docking they saw was probably because of this ear rot fungus there rather than other things.
Well, we haven't seen this for a while, have we?
It's got to be a wet fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I said, in the early corn, not as much of an issue on there. You know, it's a pink covered mold. And the thing of it is this toxin, it's a vomit toxin. And it's literally what it says it is. It's really hard on monogastrics, which we are, and then also pigs.
And this is something we're more familiar talking about during wheat harvest.
That's right, because head scab does the same thing. And for people raising pigs, either the animal gets sick, it vomits, or it just doesn't want to eat because it's going to get sick, so it refuses to eat. Both of those are going to affect your hog production system there. FDA has really strict levels of this because it's toxic to humans. Humans can get vomit toxin. But of course, most of our corn is being fed to livestock. For hogs, that's our swine. That's our biggest concern. Ruminants, having four stomachs, it doesn't affect them as bad. It still may affect their rate of gain or how much they want to eat of it. But it is a concern out there. And we're probably going to hear about it. They say, well, be careful for next year because it's going to make it for the winter. But that's only going to be a serious thing if you're corn after corn. And most of us are going to plant beans after corn, but the dairy guys may run into issues. Be careful out there, and you might hear some about some issues with vomit toxin out there in corn.
All right. Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.